Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This podcast is brought to you by The Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to The Village of Bedford Park.
Friday, April 18th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the WBB Business Hour. I'm Judson Richards in for Rob Hart. The markets, they are closed today in order to recognize Good Friday. So let's jump right into it. Now, golf season is here and a popular resort in Galena is promising an improved experience. We'll cover that in our next segment. But right now, new research shows a college degree still pays off for most graduates. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park Business Line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Ed Jurtson, certified financial planner and founder of Engage Wealth Group right here in Chicago. That website, engagewealthgroup.com. Ed, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Let's begin here. Even though a college degree can come with a hefty price tag, now data consistently shows it pays off over time for most graduates, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's good to be with you, Judson. So there's so many studies that kind of reflect just what you had mentioned, that a college education generally, in general, pays off relatively well over a person's career path. And for instance, in 2023, the National Bureau of Economic Research found, you know, at age 25, college-educated workers earn about 27% more than their peers without a degree. But that premium really grows later in age. So at age 55, that premium grows to almost 60%. So yes, a college education could pay off in the long run, but there's certain parameters with that to make that necessarily a true statement.
And help us understand those parameters.
Yeah, so one of the things, a lot has to do with just the fact that just getting a college degree doesn't automatically mean that. So just because you go to college doesn't mean that. A lot has to depend on what kind of career you have or what kind of degree you get. There's stories and stories that we hear quite often of people who are basically wallowing and almost drowning in student debt. Hundreds of thousands of dollars, but they picked a career that doesn't pay that much over time. So there's a fine balance here, Judson, between going to college and the career path and the degree that you're trying to achieve and long-term financial benefit, if you would, for that.
We're joined by Ed Jurtson with EngageWealthGroup.com. You can find him there. So, Ed, the rising tuition, as we know, is some people questioning the investment. Who should be deciding if this is the right path for them?
Well, this is a great question, Judson, and we face this a lot with individuals and clients we talk with, because the rising rates of tuition, and there's a tremendous amount of uncertainty now in terms of schools and funding, and a lot of the landscape may potentially change. But this is a very good and important conversation between, let's say, students and a parent and or a loved one or guardian who's helping them through the process. Sometimes, like in the great financial crisis, some tough decisions need to be made where, you know, we were planning on sending you to a 4-year school, but then there are potential alternatives that we guide people on, like getting a 2-year associate's degree, maybe at a local school before going to a 4-year institution. So should circumstances change in regards to funding, you could be very flexible in terms of that overall outreach. But again, directly to your question, it's a really important conversation between those potentially funding school and that student potentially in terms of where they go.
You know, there are those with young kids trying to figure out, hey, is college the best path for them? Or perhaps it's the trades or whatnot. And then there are those that may be having a senior in high school right now, and now they're simply trying to figure out how they pay for that big investment and how they want to really lean into it. What's the advice you give on how to pay for it?
Well, it's all over the map. It's all over the spectrum in terms of, let's call it a parent's approach. Some individuals just don't have the wherewithal, the resources. So students may have to lean on financial aid one way or the other, or even parent loans in order to get that through. And again, that's where that conversation comes through in terms of expectations. So if college is your choice, right, finding the best way to pay for that without overburdening an individual or that graduating student is always a good choice to get them out of the gate fast. But you know what? You look at all the different resources, not only loans, but look for scholarships. If you've got children who are bright students, you've got scholarships that can come from the schools as well. So overturn every rock you can. Look at all different areas in terms of ways of helping to fund that to relieve the financial burden, again, not only on the student, but potentially on the parents as well.
Ed, thanks so much for all of your insight there. That's Ed Jurchen, Certified Financial Planner, right here in Chicago at EngageWealthGroup.com. Hey, coming up, a well-known resort in Northwest Illinois is ready for the new golf season.
Your best stock option. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
A perfect day to talk about this with the warmer weather today. Eagle Ridge Resort and Spa in Galena is teeing off the 2025 season with a new PGA Pro and expanded offerings. Joining us with a preview, John Schlayman, a PGA member since 1986, Director of Golf Operations at Eagle Ridge Resort and Spa there in Galena. John, nice to talk to you. So what's new at Eagle Ridge this year?
Well, we've got a lot of good things going on. First off, you mentioned it. We've got a new PGA member, Scott Sibowitz, who's going to be retiring here to the Galena Territory, and he's been a PGA member for 38 years. And he's going to join the team as an instructor and do really a bunch of clinics, and mostly adult and both male and female, and we're excited to have him.
So tell us about the golf experience at Eagle Ridge that someone can expect.
Well, today is our first day of the General, which is probably our premier course on property. It was opened in 1997. It has 289 feet of elevation change throughout the entire course and some really stunning vistas. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting at a table right now outside the restaurant clubhouse, and there's some long distance views, and I can see three of the 18 holes.
How is Eagle Ridge promoting inclusive play for golfers of all skill levels?
So, we have a nine-hole course, which is a par 34, three par threes and one par five. It plays a little shorter. That one for sure is a great course for families. We have family tees there. Really good for juniors. We also have foot golf there, which is a little more popular than you might think. It's another great family activity. But we also added on the three 18-hole courses, we added forward tees that take about anywhere from 500 to 800 yards off of the previous forward tees. And those forward tees are rated for both men and women.
We're joined by John Schlayman, the Director of Golf Operations at Eagle Ridge Resort and Spa. So, John, what amenities make Eagle Ridge a premier golf destination for group events?
Well, we get quite a few group events, and it's really fun to host them. And we're, as a matter of fact, we're setting up one right now with our golf tournament software called Golf Genius. So that allows the players in a group to score on their phone, on the app, and then follow a live leaderboard. And this particular group that we're setting up is going to have three linked events, an individual event, a four-person team event, and a two-person team event. And the software accommodates that really really smooth and slick software, and then we help the people set it up and then manage it, and so it's a really nice amenity for groups of anywhere from 12 to 100.
Johnny was sitting down and watching the Masters one year that kind of made me say, okay, you know what, I'm going to go pick up some clubs and give this a try. And I went and bought some used clubs and just went out to the range. And we just watched the Masters. There might be others feeling the exact same way. What's your advice for people just getting into golf or thinking about dunking their toe in?
Well, I think it's a great thing to get into. I mean, the playing field is different than other sports. The golf playing field is different from course to course. In comparison to, let's say, a football field is always kind of the same measurements. But it's outside. It's kind of convenient with nature. And, you know, it's not as easy as it looked. I think Rory McIlroy kind of proved that to us on Sunday. It's a challenging game. But one of the big keys that I always tell people is, you know, swing the club toward the target and let the ball get in the way of that swing. People get too caught up in trying to hit the ball as opposed to swinging the club in the direction you want the ball to go.
It's amazing how we have nothing on the line, yet at times we may put similar pressure on ourselves as we do Rory McIlroy trying to finish it in the 17th and 18th at Augusta.
Yeah, it was unreal. I mean, that was compelling golf to watch, and you know, I pretty much hung on every shot that Rory hit, and, you know, I was very proud of him to see him, you know, get that grand slam, only one of six men to ever do it.
Yeah. John, thanks so much. I can only imagine how that led to men and women, kids all around saying, all right, time to get out there and go and swing some golf clubs. That's John Schlaman, Director of Golf Operations, Eagle Ridge Resort and Spa in Galena. Coming up next, Illinois' largest water park prepares for a new season.
Lunch money for all generations. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Speaking of heat, how about time to go play in the water? Illinois' largest water park is set to open in just over a month. Let's dive into what's new this season and what guests can expect to have there. Dave Johnson, spokesman with Raging Waves in Yorkville, Illinois, joins us on WBBM. Dave, great to talk. So tell us about that 2025 season and all these new things you're offering.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for having me on today. You know, I got to tell you, you picked a great day to talk about Raging Waves Water Park because of that heat that we're experiencing outside. And the team is out there putting a lot of finishing touches on projects around the park, really headlined by we've got a stadium size video screen that we're putting in at the wave pool. It's two stories tall, as wide as a tennis court. It's really going to make a big visual statement there. We're going to put things like, you know, music videos and dive-in movies on it all over the summer, the course of the summer season. And, you know, speaking of stadiums, just like at the ballpark and at other stadiums, when we have groups having things like their company outings and other celebrations at the park, we'll be able to do a huge, on that huge screen, a shout out and, you know, welcome to those groups on the big screen. And also speaking of groups, we've got a huge new catering pavilion area out there that is going up right now. We'll be able to host group events of over 500 in that space. So that's a huge area of focus for our teams this year, with shade, ceiling fans, soda fountains, really your own space to have your event at Raging Waves. And we've been booking for the past few months, spaces booking up. We're really, really looking forward to hosting them this year.
Dave, that sounds like a great time. Give us an idea about the variety of options between younger kids and also if you have older kids.
Sure. Yeah, it's as Illinois' largest water park, Raging Waves has a huge variety of attractions, 32 water slides spread across 58 acres. Of course, the Lazy River is good for all ages. We've got multiple kids areas, including that area with the big dumping bucket. Lots of fun. And anyone can enjoy that wave pool with a big new video screen that I mentioned. And, you know, for this reason, because of this wide variety of attractions that are out there, season passes are a really great option for area families. It's really popular this, especially this week, because we have an Easter sale going on right now through Sunday on season passes.
So tell us about the pricing and the best value options.
Certainly. Yeah, right now the Easter sale is offering season passes, our gold and platinum season passes, at more than 50% off the regular price. And for comparison, the one-day price at the window is going to be $62.99 this year. A pass will pay for itself on its second visit, because the gold pass is just $81.99 right now through Sunday, and the platinum pass is $91.99. That one includes free parking all summer long, as well as some free friend tickets and discounts throughout the park. But, you know, really, Raging Waves is a close by a getaway for families all around Chicagoland, and that's why they you know, families love the season pass.
We're talking to Dave Johnson with Raging Waves. Dave, coming up later on in the program, we are going to talk to someone with the swim school to just kind of get ready for the summer and summer safety, most importantly, for the little ones who perhaps can't swim. So give us an idea about Raging Waves and your top priority, or at least your priorities in safety, and how we can feel good about bringing our kids there.
Yeah, you know, certainly. You know, we pride ourselves on offering a friendly, clean, and safe recreation for area families at Raging Waves. And part of that is a comprehensive and regular lifeguard training that includes unannounced audits from our partner in that program. But I think one of the key things for parents to remember too is, this is a team effort. You know, if you're bringing especially young kids to the park, they should be within arm's reach. Those are just common sense things. And we all strive to make sure that everyone has a wonderful, safe, and exciting time at Raging Waves and walks away with great memories.
Dave, thanks so much, and best of luck as your park opens up in just a few weeks. That's Dave Johnson, spokesman with Raging Waves there in Yorkville. Still ahead in Entrepreneur Friday, what it takes to open a restaurant.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
As mentioned, financial markets are closed for Good Friday, but there's still plenty to discuss when it comes to investing and stocks. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park Business Line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Gary Kaltbaum, president of Kaltbaum Capital Management there in Orlando. Gary, thanks so much for joining us today. Let's begin here. There has been a ton of volatility in financial markets over the past few weeks. Give us your takeaway from what we've watched recently.
Well, look, it has been the most noisy, news-driven market I've ever experienced, bar none, and that's been the problem. We've had a bearish phase, then we had a crash. The hopes are the lows of last week are going to hold, but when you're in a situation where you don't know what's next, it's very tough to even gauge or try to move forward. And what I simply mean by that is you have the leader of the free world talking economic policy that affects the world and making changes, it feels like almost hourly, and we're hopes we get to some end point so we can move forward. And if you can imagine every business out there not knowing if they're going to pay a tariff or not and how big it's going to be and to whom, it's a problem. So hopefully they're learning some lessons and we get to some semblance of order and we can get going again. But right now, I hate using the words, but the jury is big time still out.
Yeah, Gary, it's really a hard question to answer, but I'm going to ask it anyways. The trade and tariffs, they've been a major focus on Wall Street lately. How do you see it playing out?
Well, the hope is they get rid of them. The story goes that they keep saying that China pays for the tariffs, but we all know that it's the business of the United States and the consumer of the United States that pays for it, and that's why they keep going back and forth and putting them on and pulling them off. I can pretty much almost guarantee if they went through with the 145% tariff on China and all those tariffs on more than 100 countries, I think the market would be another 15 to 20% down from here, and I believe would be into a decent contraction in the economy.
economy. So hopefully that does not occur. And hopefully they, whatever deals they keep saying they're getting done actually do get done and we can get past this. But right now we're still in the middle of it. And that's why you're seeing what you're seeing on a daily basis. Just the last couple of days, you saw a 700-point drop. And now we're into earnings season. And United Health dropped, I think, about 800 Dow points on Thursday, yesterday. Who knows what's next?
We're joined by Gary Kaltbaum, president of the Kaltbaum Capital Management. Find him at GaryK.com. So, Gary, there is plenty of concern about recession. Do you think that's the direction we're heading?
I think we're in contraction right now. The definition of recession is two quarters being down in GDP. I'm pretty sure we're in one right now. Whether or not it sticks or not, I don't know. And there's just a few things that are out there front and center. Let's talk tourism, way down year over year from other countries and specifically Canada. That affects the economy. And then, of course, the old what's next. And that's why I think we really got to get past this tariffs, because I speak to businesses all the time. They don't know what's next. And when business doesn't know what next, it tends to not hire, not invest, not move forward, go in a wait and see motion. And that's when you get either flat economies or, as I think, we're going to have a lower GDP the first quarter. And again, it's all up to them at this point. I hate the fact I have to talk government. I'd rather talk private economy, but they are really controlling force right now.
Yeah, you certainly have no choice. Gary, what's your takeaway from earnings season so far?
Just started it. The one thing I do like is that all the big banks reported and there were no blowups. And I think that's going to be important going forward. Of course, United Health did blow up and they're starting to move higher. I noticed Goldman Sachs moving higher, JP Morgan. I don't think we have another big leg down if the banks hold up or go higher. So something to watch. But keep in mind, there's a couple of thousand more companies to report in the days ahead. I do know Netflix, after the close yesterday, was very good and is up pretty decently in the after market. Let's hope we get a lot more of that.
Gary, thank you so much for helping us work our way through a tumultuous time. It's Gary Kaltbaum, president of Kaltbaum Capital Management there in Orlando. Up next, in Entrepreneur Friday, opening a restaurant is a dream for some people, but it can also become a nightmare.
Cashing in with conversation. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Let's talk about it. It's Entrepreneur Friday. If you're dreaming of owning a restaurant, it's important to break down the risks and realities of what it takes to succeed. We welcome Izzy Karish, president of Hospitality Works, aka the Restaurant Coach, right here in Chicago. Izzy, great to speak again. Let's start here. We often hear that opening a restaurant is a super risky proposition. Would you co-sign on that wording?
Oh, absolutely. This is the toughest business that is out there. And everything that's happening right now is affecting the restaurant business. There isn't one bit of politics out there today that all of a sudden restaurateurs are looking at going, oh my God, what's going to take away my profit next?
Yeah, it's one of those rare times where when you go to a restaurant and you see the prices have gone up, you kind of go, I get it, right? They're shopping like I'm shopping in the grocery store, and I know that I'm paying more, and it just makes sense that they need to charge more. But that doesn't always bring customers out and about consistently. So what are some of the biggest factors to consider when opening a restaurant?
Well, you know, one of the things that's been a constant, but in today's business, it's even bigger, which is being undercapitalized. So you think, okay, I have $1 million, that should cover it. And then all of a sudden you're getting into building and you find out that, oh my gosh, you know, we have tariffs going on building materials and some other things. And all of a sudden your construction budget's up by 20%, or it could be something else. So you spend your million and you find out you need another $750,000. And it's going to, if you get it, it's going to make running that business tough forever until you figure out a way to pay it down. So undercapitalization is still the number one issue for restaurateurs. It just is a way to start out very badly.
So let's say you get the money. Let's say you get the location, you get the build or whatever it may be. The restaurant space is very competitive. How do you stand out in such a crowded market?
Well, you know, that is another thing. You know, a lot of restaurateurs, instead of building from scratch these days, are looking at what they, you know, essentially is second market restaurants. So they, instead of building or looking at a new building, they're looking for places that were restaurants that have the infrastructure in place, like the hood system and the gas and the plumbing. And that way they can keep their costs much lower. So again, this is a way to kind of fight that right from the beginning and then be able to concentrate on, you know, what comes next, which is your menu, menu pricing, hiring, and going that direction.
We're joined by the president of Hospitality Works, Izzy Karish. So Izzy, can you explain the realities of owning a restaurant? I think we all can kind of envision when it's at its best, when your room is packed and you're kind of working the room and talking to those that are dining and having a great time. But really, behind the scenes, what's more realistic about what you'd be biting into?
Well, that's funny because, you know, I always tell new customers who are opening restaurants, I said, hey, you know, do you like taking vacations? Oh, yeah, we love that. Do you like going home at night and sitting with your family and watching TV? Oh, that's very special. I said, well, forget that. Those days are over because you have to be there, you know, and having the owner there means a lot. And so I think that people don't really think about all the time and effort it is going to take to run the restaurant and run your staff and watch the money and keep controls in place. But that probably is the big secret to the restaurant business. Those people who are successful dedicate every waking moment to their business. And those who aren't are the ones who are letting, you know, just restaurant managers watch it without being personally involved in all the different steps it takes to be successful.
Yeah, it can be rewarding. It doesn't mean that it's going to be easy. Izzy, thanks so much for all of your information today. That's Izzy Karish, president of Hospitality Works, a.k.a. the Restaurant Coach. Still to come, the importance of learning to swim at a young age.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, learning to swim is a critical life skill, and it's never too early or too late to start. Let's check in with Becky Grindle, president of the British Swim School right here in Chicago. Becky, nice to talk today. Listen, swimming isn't just considered something that's fun and you should know how to do, but this ultimately is an essential life skill, isn't it?
Absolutely, Judson. I mean, it's still the leading cause of accidental death for children under five. And there's many adults that don't know how to swim as well. And you never know when you're going to end up in water, especially in Chicago.
Boy, that is a startling statistic, especially me with a 4 and 2 year old, and we're heading into the summer. So what's the best age to start swim lessons?
We actually start as young as 3 months, but I would say definitely before they start moving around. So 6 months to 9 months is probably a good time to start. We'll start with rollover and float. We're in water safety first. We want them to be able to roll over on their back, be able to yell or cry for help, and not have to go underwater.
How can parents choose the right swim program for kids?
Well, there's a lot of programs out there. The thing with British Swim School is we're focused on safety and survival first. So we don't even start stroke development until they've graduated above a water safety level.
Does that mean just making sure they know how to doggy paddle and stay afloat before there's anything about?
Well, mostly back float. Yeah, we focus on back float to make sure, because the safest place is on your back. Even if you can swim, if you're stuck in water, if you can't float, you're not going to be up very long.
Yeah.
Right? So the best, safest thing to be able to do is know how to float on your back and be comfortable, because you have to be relaxed.
We're speaking with Becky Grindle, president of the British Swim School right here in Chicago. So, Becky, let's talk about those adults a little bit. Someone that just wasn't given an opportunity to learn how to swim and haven't faced it. What would you recommend for them?
Well, we have programs for adults as well. I think one of the typical things that adults struggle with is finding their feet, right? I mean, they get scared and they can't get straight back up. So it's actually not too bad teaching an adult how to swim. We have a lot of programs. We have different levels for adults as well. And it's really just getting them comfortable and knowing that in some cases they can just stand up.
Becky, finally, let's go back to where we began, especially because the summer is just about upon us. Remind our listeners again the importance of either making sure your child is learning or knows how to swim, or the importance of keeping eyes on them.
Well, yeah, you always want to have somebody watching the pool. We actually give out water watchers to our parents so that if they're at a picnic or something and there's a lot of adults around and kids in the pool, at least whoever has the water watcher, that's the person responsible for watching the pool, because drowning is silent. You're not necessarily going to hear somebody that's drowning. So it's important to know who's paying attention to the people in the pool.
Sorry, is the water watcher like a physical object?
Yes, it's just we put it on a lanyard and, you know, we put it around your neck and we give those to our parents. So if they're at a picnic, they can pass it around. Whose job is it to watch the pool? Because sometimes parents are talking and they're not really, kids are playing. But like I said, drowning is silent. So it's not like you're going to hear them drowning unless somebody sees them and yells.
So make sure they learn how to swim and make sure that you have a water watcher at all times. Becky, thanks so much. That's Becky Grindle, president of the British Swim School right here in Chicago. Hey, if you missed any part of today's show, you can go to our stream and just skip back to the time you want. There's a pause and rewind function that works both online and with the Odyssey app.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.